The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
GM Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GM Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
With that, we welcome you back once again to Highland, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of tonight's high school hoops doubleheader. A couple of teams, a couple of different leagues, and not that far apart, so it's kind of nice to see them getting an opportunity to get on the court early in the season. As Donovan West is playing host to Mario Mount Academy this evening. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's the producer, engineer, and kind of the all-around technician of this business. So he's back in the Care Studios. Joseph, appreciate you, man. Thank you very much. Tom Couch with you courtside. It's an exciting game in game one here as it was the Donovan West girls coming away with a hard-fought win in a close ball game. So congratulations to them for that. And we've got the guys' game coming up. Both teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll get back. We'll bring some starters and a little more insight into the game and all of that when we return. We're taking a quick breather. We'll be back here in Highland right after this.
I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
It's good to have you back with us here. A lot of games going on around the area, and Joseph, as usual, somehow or another, it seems like you and I are usually the grand finale. It feels like most of the time everybody else is finished before we have been able to do that. But here we go. Public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters and other games going on around the area. Hiawatha got by Troy. I'm sure Joseph told you this, but Silver Lake defeats Perry. Halftime of the boys game already. Sabetha in front of Marysville, 39-23. And Holton trails Burlington, 35-13, halfway through the guys' game there. We are not quite that far along as we are still getting as starters introduced here tonight. Again, really good crowd. It is King and Queen of Courts night here at Donovan West High School. They're going to be introduced into royalty. And four. Far Hill Mount Academy. Let's check those starters. It's going to be Peter Rapplinger. It's going to be starting for the Ravens. And let me see who else we've got going on out here. We've got they're throwing us a couple of curves, so bear with us. Bo Wirtz is going to be starting. We're going to have Jace Campbell out of the court. Let's see who else is coming out here. Ravens have got one, two, three. We've got Adric Korbelik. And rounding it out for MHMA is going to be Deron Duncombe. So for the Ravens, you're going to have Peter Rapplinger, Adrian Korbelik, Jace Campbell, Bo Wirtz, and Deron Duncombe. For Donovan West, let me see if I can't get this list completed here. If we get everybody to kind of hold still. We didn't have a lot of info at the onset of this. Looks like it's going to be Coulter Peterson, Michael Albers, Kaysen Keller, Dustin Veach, and Ketcher Peterson. So those are going to be the starters for D. West here this evening. For him on the academy, under head coach Christian Wessel, with his assistants Dan Rapplinger, Chase Wagamuth, and Julio Burton. For Donovan West, head coach Derek Shelton, and his assistants Newt Smith and Cooper Leach. All right, looks like we're about ready to get underway with this one. There are 3, 10, 11, 12, and 24 for Donovan West. Duncombe coming into the center with Albers. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be D-West basketball. We're underway. Donovan West will take it over to the right side and put it back out of the wing. Mustangs in the home white with black and red lettering a trip. In the lane, a couple of head fakes does not shake the defense. 15 on the shot clock. D. West goes into the lane. A little head fake. The falling away shot. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound Raven. MHMA in the traveling black uniforms with gold and white. They'll lob it out on top. Ravens have it. Adric Korbelik. Back over to the right side. Rapplinger. He'll go to the corner. Little hook pass out on top. Duncombe. Long cross court. They'll bring it back out on top to Bo Wirtz, and he'll direct a little traffic. Tell everybody back away a little bit. I got you. Duncombe goes right side. Three-point shot. Way too strong. Duncombe's follow. Up and in. And a big guy gets the first points of the ball game for the Ravens. Markham at Academy leads Donovan West 2-0. We're just about a minute gone. All around to the left side. Donovan West working against the Raven man defense. Mustangs will drive into the lane, back away, no room, comes back off on top. Going to be Connor Peterson. Coulter will kick it back over to the left side, now pulls up and buries a three. Coulter Peterson from the outside. And D. West goes in front. 3-2. 6:15 and counting in the first quarter. So these two teams starting off offensively pretty hot. The ball's going to be batted out of the hands of Bo Wirtz. And it's going to come back and play for the Ravens down to the baseline. Bringing it in is going to be Jace Campbell. The feed into the middle, and the ball's going to be rejected. Here come the Mustangs. They'll go coast to coast. A running shot missed, but reaching across, picking up a foul, and putting the Mustangs on a free throw line for a couple of shots. Foul is going to be on Markham Mount Academy, and it will be on Wirtz. Mustangs coming to the free throw line. Dustin Veach is up there. His first of two. Count it. One more shot for the senior. And that one rolls around, will not go in. And there's going to be a foul on the effort at the rebound. And the ball's going to come back to Markham Mount Academy. Foul on Donovan West. Catcher Peterson. It's going to be his first, and it'll be team foul one. So Peterson picking up the personal foul of the Ravens are going to be back on offense. They're trailing at 4-2. Here's a pass to the top, back over to the left elbow. The drive into the lane. The shot goes up from the block, up no good, and lots of contact in the middle. Another whistle, another foul, and more free throws coming up. This foul is going to be on Albers, it looks like. And so Michael picks up his first foul. Ravens coming to the line, and they're going to send Adric Korbelik. Adric, senior, he's been a great shooter through his career, but this one won't go in. One more shot. Adric, little right-handed shooter, holds the ball on his hip, bounces in front of him once, and launches this one up and in. So Korbelik picking up his first point of the ball game, and it is a 4-3 lead for the Mustangs. Here's a little finger roll underneath. It's up, and it's not going to drop. Rebounding it back down. Here comes MHMA. Deron Duncombe coming up with a rebound. And Jaron is a really big guy, okay? I watched him play football for the last few years and basketball, and he is big and he is strong and he is a load if you got to work against him. Here's the shot going up, missing for the Ravens, and a rebound. Pulled back down by D. West. They'll fly up the court, feet into the lane, and we're going to get a reach in and a foul on Rapplinger. So Peter Rapplinger collected his first foul. And at 5:08 to go in the opening quarter, and a 4-3 Donovan West lead. It'll come back in again from the baseline. Mustangs will have the ball in. Right side to Veach in the lane. Hook shot up, no good. Rapplinger gets upstairs, takes down the rebound, and up with it will come the Ravens and Chase Campbell. And this time the pass to the baseline is just errant. Here's Grublik was looking to get it down to the baseline to Wirtz, and there was a little miscommunication. Pass caught there. There was nobody there to get it. It goes out of bounds. Donovan West back up the floor. And the upcourt pass is going to be stepped in front of a stolen. Ravens coming back up at a steal. Down the floor. Look away pass to the right side. Wirtz will look to the middle. Gets it in the middle of Duran. Duncan twists and turns. Can't get a shot off. Goes left side. Three-pointer up and short. Rebound tipped out. Ravens are going to follow it back. Knock it down. Campbell getting his first points of the ball game. Give him two. And the Ravens have their first lead. Or their second lead. They started off 2-0. Now they're leading it to 5-4. We're nearly midpoint of quarter one. Game moving along quickly. Not a lot of stoppages in the clock. Donovan, topside. Kaysen Keller. Hands it back on top. Here's a running three. Buried! What a nice shot by Veach. He's got four. And Donovan goes back in front at 7-5. 3:45 to go first. Again, so many fans here today. Love to see this kind of turnout and this kind of support for both of these teams. Beautiful night. Good day to travel. Here's a pass down to the baseline. Duran goes hard to the floor. And the ball is going to get out of bounds. It will be Donovan West basketball. Ravens are going to bring in a couple of subs. And checking into the lineup for Coach Wessel, you're going to get Ethan Zimmerer and O'Brien Wilson. So Zimmerer and Wilson come in. And the Ravens coming up with a steal. Wilson steps in front of the cross-court pass, takes it away. We'll bring it into the forecourt. Kicks it off on top to Adric. Corbley back over to the right side to Wirtz. Bo will look to the middle. 3:15 to go and rolling along in the opening quarter. 7-5. D. West in front, but Fort Hill Mount Academy with the basketball. At the top of the key, looking inside. Zimmerman goes back right. Running shot up. No, but in the process, as the bucket does not go in, we have a foul called and more free throws coming up for the Ravens. The whistle is going to be on Kaysen Keller. It will be his first foul. It'll be D. West, team foul three. And the Ravens coming to the line with Jace Campbell. He sent a two-point shot a moment ago, and his first free throw rolls around and falls in. So Campbell picking up his third point of the game. 7-6. He can tie this thing up here. Looks it, takes his time, shot missing. Rebound, D. West. So Ravens trailing Donovan West by one. Now the shot going into the lane. Lots of contact and finding himself on the floor. There's going to be Dustin Veach, but springs to his feet. He's going to be okay and coming up to the free throw line. Veach is already one of two at the line tonight. Leads his team. He's got four of their 7 points. Little knee bend, kind of a sideways lineup, but a free throw perfect. 8-6, Donovan West. Ravens are going to get Rapplinger back in. Peter Rapplinger rotates out with Jace Campbell. Second free throw. Knocks them both down. So it is 9-6 Donovan West. We're 2:15 rolling along here in the opening quarter. Ravens working against the player defense. They'll come back out on top. Korblik tries to get to the baseline. Throws it across beneath the goal. Out on top. Wirtz goes three. Hits it. It rolls around and around, and it'll go in for three. And we're tied at 9. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. From the top of the key for three. Off the rim. Nope. Tipped up and in. I'm going to give that one to Veach. 11-9, D West. 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Teams are putting a few points on the board, and now 3 second violation on the Ravens. So they're going to say O'Brien in the lane just a little bit too long. And Jimmy's going to apply a little full court pressure on the inbound. Keep it in backcourt, still with a basketball. Donovan West will bring it up. And now it's going to be stolen, turning it over to the other end. The driving layup, good by Wirtz. He's got 5. We're tied again at 11. Now again on the inbound, it's going to be stolen. This time it's put back up and in by O'Brien, and he draws a foul. So back-to-back steals of an inbound play by Moorhill-Mount Academy results in 2 quick layups, and on the second one, an opportunity at the 3-point play. So for the Ravens, sophomore O'Brien Wilson stepping up. Foul is going to be the first by Veach. The free throw by Wilson is good. And the Ravens very quickly take a 14-11 lead with a minute 44 to go in the first quarter. Mustangs all the way down. The shot, no, whistle, foul, and the Ravens picking up another one. His crews worked hard, this trio of officials. They had, these were the three that worked the ladies' game a little bit ago. Came right down to the end, and you got a one-possession game going on here with a minute 37 to go in the opening quarter. Mustangs coming to the free throw line. Keller shoots, saying it rolls off the right side, no. So Kalen Keller, still looking for his first point of the game. Little knee bend, little jump shot, it won't go. And a rebound on the floor. Donovan West is going to save it. That was outstanding hustle. And give the Mustangs the basketball and give a lot of credit down there to catcher Peterson. And now we're going to get a Raven foul top side with a minute 22 to go in the opening quarter. That's going to be team foul 5, which means free throws. So for the Ravens, just coming into the ballgame, that foul is going to be on Trent Kimmel. First free throw, up and in. Keller's got another one, and it's up and in. 14-13 with a minute 15 left in the first quarter. Little hook pass inside. The ball is batted away. It's loose, rolling around on the floor. Mustangs come up with it. Here comes D. West. Outlet up the floor. Racing down is going to be Colter. Baseline 3, no. Rebound, tapped away, stopped out of bounds, and into the royalty to my right. Yes, Winter Courts, King and Queen royalty down here. So the ball is knocked out of bounds, and it'll be put in play by Donovan West. Colter Peterson brings it in, and the Ravens are going to come up with a big steal. That was nice hustle down there by Tehran. Topside with it is going to be Seaford Russell for the Ravens. MHMA with some new faces on the team this season. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and back it'll come to Donovan, or rather to the Ravens. 35 on the shot clock as it gets reset. 37 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Looking to bring it in. Looking. It'll come in. Over to Rapplinger, deep in the corner. They'll feed the side of the lane. No room in the middle. The ball's going to be batted out on top. Wilson has it down into the corner. Russell looks to the middle. Topside to get to Rapplinger. The feed in the lane. One-hand hook shot up and good. Wilson, he's got five off the bench. Ravens leading it now 16-13. 12 seconds to go in the opening quarter. D. West with the shot clock off. Dribbles it up on top. Little seesaw dribble. No room for Beach. Brings it out on top. The rainbow three up. No good. Ravens are going to rebound it down to the quarter. It's going to come to an end. After one quarter here in Highland, Kansas, we get a timeout on the floor. Markham Mount Academy 16. Donovan West 13.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Great to be with you on a Friday night here in Donovan County, Kansas. Highland and the home of the Donovan West High School Mustangs. Welcome back, everybody, as we go to the second quarter. The Ravens on the road tonight have taken a 16-13 lead and are going to be putting the ball in play to begin the second quarter. Welcome back. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Ravens have the ball over to the right side. They work in front of the deep West bench, and the ball's going to be batted free, stolen away. Here come the Mustangs. Quickly outletting it down the court, all the way to the left elbow, driving into the lane, head fake, defender off his feet, the ball passed out on top, deflected. Stealing it away is going to be the Ravens. Here comes Campbell. He'll swing it down the left side, dump it over to Wirtz. Bowe will drive baseline, stop just outside the lane, kicks it back behind him again to Chase. Lots of time on the shot clock. These teams are moving very fast, and now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. Back it comes to the Mustangs. There comes a time, there comes a place, and there comes a point at which going really fast is great, but going too fast is detrimental. And that trip up the floor, just going a little too fast, things kind of got away. And Donovan West is able to come up with a turnover and come back up the court with a basketball. Jerron Duncan is also back at the game for the Ravens as they begin this second quarter. And a pass in the middle, batted away. Here comes Wirtz. Drive down the floor, one-on-one, running shot up and missing. And a rebound tipped out on top. D. West is going to come back up with it. Here comes Dustin Beach. He'll run it down the right side. 6:50 to go in what is still a scoreless second quarter. The spin into the lane. The shot from about 5 or 6 is up and in. The bucket good by Colter Peterson. He'll have his 5th point. Donovan West led by Beach in the opening quarter. He had 8 of his team's 13 points. For the Ravens, pace it away. Bo Wirtz and O'Brien Wilson each with 5. 6.5 to go in the half. Here are the Ravens. Bo has the top side. Little behind the back dribble as he changes direction. Goes to the right. Here's a rainbow shot. 3 up. No good. Deron fouls and it won't go. And he got fouled. .6:18 left in the half. That will be the second foul for Donovan West and Michael Albers, the senior. Deron's free throw off the rim and won't quite catch and pull in. So Duncombe with 2 points still looks for his third. Eyes this one carefully, throws it right down. 3 points for DeRon, and it is now 17-15. Ravens by a pair. Just over 6 minutes to go in the first half. And again, the guys came going much more fluidly. Not quite as many fouls, not as many stoppages of play. Clock still running. Pass comes off on top. Mustangs with a basketball. Inside 6 to go. Second quarter. Running a little motion. Now the 18-foot jump shot is up. No good. Long rebound saved by D. West. They'll start toward the baseline. Driving to the corner. Backing away with it is going to be Peterson. He'll feed over to the right side. The official's going to say there was contact and a foul down to the baseline. Colter Peterson was driving from right to left across the baseline behind the backboard. And he will draw the foul down there in a lot of traffic. It's going to be the first foul today for Duncombe of the Ravens. Each team with one team foul here in the second quarter. Donovan West with the basketball. They're down two. Very good player defense being executed with the Ravens right now. And here's a drive into traffic and a shot kind of forced up. The point of it, I think, was to draw the foul, which is what occurred. And Dustin Veach will come to the free throw line. However, pays the price a little bit as he went down right in front of us. He went down really hard. The officials, one of them dashes over. I think he was quite concerned about him, but Dustin's able to kind of gather himself and get to his feet, and he's at the free throw line. A couple of shots coming up for Veach. He is 3 of 4 at the line with those 8 opening quarter points. And this free throw looks easy. That'll be his 9th point of the game. D. West looking to tie it back up with this second free throw. Taking his time, eyeing it up. Great focus, perfect shot. 17-17 with that second free throw. Ravens into the forecourt. 5:20 left in the half. Wirtz goes left side. Rapplinger for 3. No. And a high and long rebound. Falling away at the baseline, no. And this time, looking for the board behind the goal. I think we have a Raven foul. It might appear so. It's going to be the second foul of the ball game for Bo Wirtz. He's going to be the first Raven to have picked up a second personal foul. For Donovan West, Michael Albers has 2. And for the Ravens, team foul 3. 17-17, MHMA going to the bench. You're going to get Teron Timmel back in. Also got a Brian Wilson out there. See Jace Campbell, Peter Rapplinger, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Ethan is the last guy out there for the Ravens. Ethan Zimmerer. Falling away, baseline jump shot. Good, and it's going to be plus 1. So the bucket is up and good. Rapplinger will hit the 2, picking up his first points of the night. Now the officials are having a little chat, just making sure that they get the foul called on the correct player. The foul is on Donovan West, Braylon Shelton. Free throw perfect. So Rapplinger completes a 3-point play, gives his team a 3-point lead with 4 minutes and 40 to go in the first half. Here come the Mustangs. The ball is going to be batted away and not able to save it before he got out of bounds, but blinding speed right there by O'Brien Wilson. He reached out there, dislodged that ball off the dribble, and was almost able to recover it before it got out of bounds near midcourt, but it'll come back in again to Donovan West. 4.5 to go in the first half. G West down the side of the lane, falling away. The shot is up, but it won't go in. The foul is going to be on the Ravens, and it will be on Zimmerer. So Ethan picking up his first foul, but the Ravens picking up, what, team foul three of the second quarter? Free throws. Bounced out, won't go. So for Donovan West, an oddity in a missed free throw. Colter Peterson, one more shot here. And that one does go. So he will hit one of the two. And it's 20-18. With 4:15 to go before half. Ravens in the corner. Little head fake. Oh, beautiful pass and an easy one-handed put up and in by Zimmerer. Give the assist to Wilson Zimmerer with the bucket of the Ravens. Go up four. 22-18. Here's a baseline three. Whoops, the net. It's good. Long-range shot by catcher Peterson. 22-21. Ravens shot up and no. Rebound. Cleared away by D. West. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Rucker Herring. Now, the Mustangs will run kind of a motion. Here's a falling away. Long two. It's up and in. And as quickly as that, off the bucket by Colter Peterson. Right back in front goes Donovan West at 23-22. That four-point Raven lead did not last long. 3:15 to go in the half. MHMA. Here's Wilson. Does he travel? He does. Goes with a little head fake. Gets the feet moving too quickly. Duran comes back in, and the Ravens are going to replace Zimmerer with him. Also in for Coach Wessel is going to be Adric Korbelik. 3:14 to go. Official having a little chat out on the floor. Talking to Timmel. Mustangs bring it up. Baseline right. Jumper, nope. Rebound. Pulled down by the Mustangs. Donovan West able to control down the basketball and maintain possession. Inside 3 minutes to go in the half now. Way up topside, Peterson. Double team at the point. No room for catcher. And now the Ravens come up with the basketball. Here comes MHMA. Rapplinger into the forecourt. Pumps it over to the right side. Korbelik thinking about the three. Now we'll pass inside. Duran. Little power move. The ball going to be stripped out of his hands, and he tries to get it back, and he'll collect the foul. The ball was knocked away from Duran, and as he tried to recover the free basketball, he's going to be whistled for the personal foul. So for Duncan, it'll be foul number two. For the Ravens, it's going to be team foul five, and that is going to bring us, as it was not a player control foul, that's going to bring us to the other end of the floor where Donovan West, who leads by one, is coming back to the line, and catcher Peterson takes his first free throw of the game, and it rattles out. One more shot coming up for Peterson. Duncan will come out for the Ravens, and returning for MHMA is going to be Seaford Russell. Catcher second free throw. Got it. 24-22. 2.5 minutes to go in the half and counting. Ravens over to Korbelik on the left side. We've seen him shoot more from the right wing tonight than from the left. Back out on top, Rapplinger. In traffic. Shot up, no. Rebound, Mustang. D. West flies up the floor. Rapplinger slips, and we have a fall, and we're going to get a timeout. Yeah, we're going to get a timeout with Donovan West. Let's do it. Taking a break. 2:08 to go, first half. Mustangs 24, Ravens 22.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, as we return, the ball quickly inbounds, and D. West launches a three off the inbound play, and catcher Peterson knocks it down. It's 27-22, Mustang. Here are the Ravens with a three. Off the rim by Korblik. And a rebound is going to be saved out on top, and then we get a Mustang foul. The whistle is going to be on Donovan West. Hayden Polonio. So it'll be Hayden's first foul. Chris will stop and play for just a moment as he's getting everybody set. Here we go. Ravens will bring it in. MHMA lobs it to the corner with a minute and a half to go. First half moving quickly. Oh, the ball. Cross-court pass is stolen. Driving it down the floor. In, up, shot. Good. Braylon Shelton with the steal and with the score. 29-22. Largest lead of the game. And we're a minute 10 away from the break. Back off on top. Ravens having a really hard time getting inside this defense. They'll skip it into the corner. The follow-away three, and there's a travel. Mustangs will have it in the backcourt. 55 seconds left, second quarter. 29-22. Little skip pass comes in and out on top with it. Coulter Peterson comes into the forecourt, gets bumped out near midcourt in an effort at stealing the basketball. O'Brien Wilson instead will come in his first foul of the game. However, the Ravens are beyond the limit. Mustangs coming to the line, and Peterson, who has hit one of two tonight, is going to get a couple of more free throws. Taking his time, looking it over. The senior, right-handed shot, perfect. That is his ninth point already in the game. Chase Campbell, Ethan Zimmerer, back into the game for the Ravens. Second free throw, rolls it. Took a moment, but it fell through. 31-22, a nine-point ball game with 40 seconds now to go here in the first half. Out on top, squaring up. A good look at three, but it's a little bit long, and a rebound is going to be saved by the Ravens. The feed to the block, the kick across, the reverse layup misses, and a rebound underneath the goal. Donovan West coming up with the basketball. Here come the Mustangs. Plenty of time when the shot clock is off, and then a foul up topside. Rapplinger trying to steal the ball, picking up another personal foul. Peter will have his second. And again, the Mustangs will come to the free throw line. And again, it is going to be Coulter Peterson, who's hit three in a row, now four in a row. It is a 10-point game. The gym's getting really quiet here. Second free throw rolls out, no good. 10-point game, 16 seconds left, first half. Ravens are going to get that final shot. They trail 32-22. Way upstairs is going to be Campbell. Looking in, nothing. Left side, Ramplinger. Drives across, drops the shoulder, throws up a shot, and he does draw the foul. He will come to the line. He had just kind of launched one toward the rim. It really had no hope of going in, but he was able to draw the foul. The whistle is going to be on Rucker Herring. And a free throw? No. So Rapplinger with 3 points. 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Got one more shot coming up. 3 seconds left in the half. Second free throw, also no good. The missed shot, no. Offensive rebound, followed up, missed. And that will take us to halftime. The Ravens certainly with opportunities down the stretch, but unable to capitalize on them, and the Mustangs have stretched to a double-digit halftime lead. We'll be back to summarize it for you. The teams are headed for the locker room here in Highland, Kansas at halftime. It's Donovan West 32, Mar Hill Mat Academy 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Oh, welcome. We're up here in Highland, Kansas at Donovan West High School, getting ready to crown Winter Courts Royalty. And I'll quickly remind you that in the first half, Donovan West is able to put together a double-digit lead. The Ravens have been led in the first half by O'Brien Wilson and Bo Wirtz, 5 apiece, 3 each. Peter Rapplinger, Jace Campbell, and Deron Duncombe with 2 is Ethan Zimmerer and Adric Korblik with the other point. For Donovan West, 2 guys in double-figure scoring. Coulter Peterson has 11 and 10 for Dustin Veach. You got Ketcher, Peterson with 7 and 2 apiece, Brandon Shelton, and Kason Keller. That said, we're going to take a little breather. We'll be back bringing the second half live here on CARE. But right now, with that intermission score, Donovan West, 32, Markham Mount Academy, 22. We return you to the CARE Sports Studios, and Joseph, he's got a royalty halftime.
Hi, this is Erica from Queen Bee Boutique. When you shop with us, it's more than products. It's an experience. I carefully choose every item so you can enjoy timeless style, effortless sophistication, and quality you'll love for years. And with personal service from our amazing team, we make shopping fun, easy, and all about you. Come visit us at Queen Bee Boutique, 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, because you deserve nothing less than exceptional.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and
Tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I do want to remind everybody that we've got NAIA Football Championship Series football tomorrow as the Ravens will be on the road taking on the Cardinals of Friends University. It's the Sunflower Showdown, the NAIA's version of it, as number 5 Benedictine renews its series with number 4 Friends University at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Join us a little early, say about 12:40 or so, to make sure that you get all of the pregame show as the Ravens roll on this year in search of that NAIA football championship. I'll be back in just a moment.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a few finals to report in the girls' game. It was Jackson Heights over Royal Valley, 35-29. Hiawatha ladies defeated Troy, 40-38. Burlington ladies had a good day over Holton with a 54-26 victory. Marysville squeaked out a win over Sabetha, 37-31. It was Centralia over Nemaha Central, 47-34. In the game that we listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Donovan West Lady Mustangs at 43 points to the Marhill Mount Academy Lady Ravens, 39. Add to the half in the Hiawatha-Troy game, it's Troy 56, Hiawatha 53. It's about, 3 minutes remaining in the third. Royal Valley is leading Jackson Heights, 34-24. With about 14 seconds left in the third, it's the Trojans again over the Red Hawks. I'm sorry, I've got a little bit of delay in game in the video here. With the fourth, with about a minute and a half left in the Burlington-Holton game, it's Burlington 62, Holton 40. And as I mentioned, the Sabetha-Marysville game is over. Sabetha has got 65 points to Marysville 42 in the final. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, Their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 22. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 42. Lows around 21. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. Dry with temperatures below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 20s to the upper 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 32 degrees and fair in downtown Atchison. It feels like 26 out there with the winds out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 86%. The dew point, 28 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.94 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome you back once again to Donovan County in the Donovan West High School Gymnasium here in Highland, Kansas, where it's halftime and fun and pageantry continues here as it is Royal Courts Night at Donovan West High School. And I know it sounded a little early to me, but talking to the school officials here, they said, hey, we look at our schedule and we realize we only have one. This is like the last Friday night with a home game before right at the end of the year, and they didn't want to wait that long to do that. So, anyway, bottom line is they've said it tonight, and it's all well and good. So congratulations to the king and the queen and their courts. And you hear the buzzer in the background. They have just restarted the countdown at halftime. Second half is just a few minutes away. With that, we welcome you back, everybody. And in this guys' game, it's been extremely interesting. Martin Hillmount Academy took a three-point lead after the opening quarter. They were up 16-13. But in the second quarter, Donovan West outscores the Ravens 19-6 and powers to this 10-point lead going into the second half. For the Ravens, 5 points is the big number. But Wirt scored five, and off the bench, O'Brien Wilson has five for MHMA. But for Donovan West, you've got a couple of guys in double figures already with Colter Peterson's 11 and Dustin Beach's 10. Catcher Peterson has 7 in the game, and a couple of apiece for Kason Keller and Braylon Shelton. Unlike the girls' game, where we saw lots of fouls, we saw a lot of players in foul trouble, the guys' game, no. For Donovan West, there is one player with more than one foul, and that is Michael Albers, who has 2. For Murray Hillmount Academy, no player with more than 2 either. Although Peter Rapplinger and Bo Wirtz and Deron Duncombe and Ethan Zimmer are each have 2 for the Ravens. But again, nobody with 3. Nobody in really any great foul jeopardy here. So it's very different. Opening game of the night, we saw lots of fouls early on and some players having, you know, maybe limited times or having their roles changed a little bit as a result of that. No one ever did foul out of the ladies' game, but Capri Keckner and Hannah Cody and Lucy Bradfield and Phoebe Keckner all ended the game with 4 fouls apiece. Donovan West had a couple of players with 4 fouls apiece, but no one fouled out. However, Donovan West was able to persevere in a hard-fought game, winning at 43-39 in the opener tonight. Well, that all said, looks like we're about ready to get underway. Second half of the guys' game. Ravens in those traveling black uniforms with gold and white lettering and trim, and it's going to be the original 5 out there for the Ravens. And head coach Christian Wessel. It's going to be Peter Rapplinger and Adric Korbelik with Jace Campbell. They're going to have Bo Wirtz and Deron Duncombe. For D. West, Colter Peterson, Michael Albers and Kason Keller, Dustin Beach, and catcher Peterson. Alternate possession, DePaul to Donovan West. They have a 10-point lead to the basketball, and we are back underway in the second half. Many thanks again to Joseph, producing and engineering, and doing all the stuff back at the Care Studios, taking care of us all day through this halftime. And now there's a little contact that's running the ball side to side. Donovan West was able to trick a Raven defender into running into a screen. And with that, Jace Campbell picks up, no, we got Korbelik. It's going to be Korbelik picking up a foul. So here we go, 7.5 to go in the third quarter. D. West for the basketball, 24 on the shot clock. It resets, so they got a lot of time. They'll feed it baseline. It'll be a baseline 3 ripped. Wow, what a shot from deep in the corner by Dustin Beach, and he is at 13. 35-22. For the Ravens, it's going to be pretty important not to battle back immediately, but get some on the board and kind of establish themselves as offensively capable because they have not been scoring. And now this shot goes up and misses. Remember, MHMA only scored 6 second quarter points, and they missed on their first shot of the second half. Out on top, all alone. Set shot 3, no good. And the long rebound is going to be rescued by D. West. They'll drive to the baseline, go to the top, go for 3, missed that one. Another offensive rebound for the Mustang, and another 3 shot, and another 3 missed. Back to back to back, 3-point shots, and good looks at the rim, but none of them would go in. Ravens are going to come back up court with the basketball with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Defeat Duran, big guy in the lane, on the floor one time, loses the handle, and it's going to be taken away. Here come the Mustangs. It's one-on-one down the floor. The defense gets there in time to cut it off. Back down the right. The feed underneath. The layup is going to be up, and it is going to be good. Superb movement of the basketball. The bucket is going to count. First point of the game for Michael Albers. 37-22. And now, on a quick transition, the Ravens are able to get one up and in and on the board. Not only do we get that and on the board, but we have a foul call, so an opportunity for Jace Campbell to complete the three-point play. Jace is 1 of 2 at the line tonight. His shot, yep, knocks her down. That is the third foul tonight for Donovan West's Michael Albers. So it is 37-25, inside 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Here come the Mustangs. Looking left, nothing there. Looking back over to the right. Starting to drive in. Now kicking it back over to the edge. Running a little clock. 13 on the shot clock. From the middle, 17. Knocked it down. Straight away in the center, Dustin Veach, 15 points. 39-25. Back to that 14-point ball game. And a pass in the middle is going to be batted away. Saved nicely by Duran. And as the Ravens drive into the lane, we're going to get a shot up. It's going to go in. It's going to go off the glass. And it's going to be a plus one. So count the bucket. And right now, Jace Campbell's the guy who's stepping up big for the Ravens. He has the only second-half points from our Helmet Academy so far. And that is also going to be a big foul, as it will be foul number 4 for Michael Albers. And that is going to bring him out of the ballgame. And to replace him is Hayden Paulino. Free throw's good. So that free throw goes in, completing another three-point play. It's a 39-28 D. West lead. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Mustangs bring it in. Braves are going to press all the way into backcourt. Right side. They look to the middle. Very patient. D. West now will accelerate. And as the shot goes up, we get a traveling violation. Good defense for the Ravens. .507 to go in the third quarter. MHMA with a big defensive stand. Well done and forced a turnover. They're going to bring it up the court. And they've now looked for the first time at a 2-3 zone defense. The drive across, the kick to the top, the uncontested shot up and missing. And on the rebound, over the back. And on top goes Adric Korbelik. So Korbelik is probably coming out, I would suspect. Yep, because that is his fourth foul. It'll be the Ravens' second foul of the third quarter. And Donovan West, leading by 11, is back up court with the basketball. D. West in the home whites with black and red. Ravens in the traveling black uniforms with gold and white. Running a little motion to the top of the key. Back over to the left wing. Drives back right, reverses the ball to the left side again. Catcher Peterson skips it to the top. Gets it there to Veach. Shot clock at 6. At the free throw line, the shot clock is going to be, shot's going to be wide to the left side. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be off the Mustangs. Ravens get it back in. Now, Donovan West did probably half of what they wanted to do with that position. They used the time. They ran the clock. They took that thing all the way down to nothing. And now the official says, wait a minute, that shot that didn't go in was touched last by the Ravens. So a fresh shot clock, and Donovan West is going to bring it in again. But this time, the Ravens coming up with a big steal. Down the floor they come. And then a foul from behind. Bo Wirtz had a breakaway going, but excellent speed by Braylon Shelton. And Braylon's going to get his second foul. Here's a jump shot up, no good, but another D. West foul. And maybe we spoke a little too quickly at halftime because we said that they were not committing a lot of fouls. We did not see the number of fouls we saw in the first game, but now they're beginning to add up. Second foul on Paulino. And the first free throw, no. At the line here for MHMA is O'Brien Wilson. He's got 5 points in the game. All of them came in the opening quarter. Second free throw will also not go in. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds up here on the stage. Good hands by one of the guys sitting down here at the north end. Kick that back out of the court. Here comes D. West. We are precisely halfway through the third quarter. And the Mustangs have the basketball, leading it by 11 to 39 to 28. They'll run it side to side, feed in the middle of the big guy, and he gets them tied up. Jump ball, Raven possession. So as the ball went into the middle, Hayden Paulino got himself tied up, and good hustle for the Ravens by Ethan Zimmerer. In front of the home crowd. Donovan West with the lead. The shot goes up, misses, but the follow shot, oh, it doesn't go in either. And the next follow shot doesn't go in again. Ravens are going to rebound it down. I'm going to tell you what, as the official is now knocked into the bench over there for the Donovan West Mustangs. Coach Shelton kind of catches him. A couple of players kind of catch him. And now they're going to look and make sure that he is okay. Seems like he's all right. It will be Donovan West basketball. Coach Wessel a little frustrated that there were not fouls called on that sequence up the floor where his team got a couple, three tips at it, but unable to make one go in. He thought maybe there were some fouls happening in there. Here's a spinning shot of the lane that fails. And a rebound pulled down by the Ravens. Rapplinger coming up with a basketball and into the forecourt. Here's Bo Wirtz. He'll go left side, baseline set, shot three, no good. Rebound off the floor. Here's Wirtz going up with it. They're going to go, no, he's fouled. It was on the floor, no shot. Wait, now there we got an official coming over here saying two shots. And they are going to concur. It will be two shots as it is not a shooting foul in the original sense, in the classic sense, but as it's team foul five, it's going to be shooting free throws as by virtue of being in the bonus. Here's a shot up and good. Simpo works to the free throw line, and he takes care of things. First one is up and good. His sixth point of the game, he has not scored since quarter one. And he's kind of now at a 10-point game, 39-29. Second free throw rolls in. So Wirtz will get them both, and the Ravens are within nine. 2 minutes and 50 to go in the third. Quickly down the court, the cross-court pass batted away. Ravens coming up with another steal. Driving down the floor, Bo feeds into the lane. Wilson puts it up, puts it in. O'Brien Wilson. Seven, and suddenly now it's 39-32. Ravens pressure causing some problems. And now a near steal by Rapplinger, and we're going to have a foul called on Peter. Rapplinger going through some gyrations. A lot of officials would not like that. And now Coach Wessel tells him, get back out there on the floor. Coach Wessel's not real happy for that call either. 2 minutes 20 to go in the third. Baseline left. Shot set sail. Way too strong. That thing was not close, but another offensive rebound followed by another three-point shot that misses. And this time, here comes Wirtz up over the rebound. He's going to come down the court. One on three. The shot is up and misses. He gets fouled. And a whistle is going to be on Colton Peterson. Colton will have his first foul of the game. And as Donovan West is over the limit, 2 minutes and 14 to go in the third quarter. The Ravens down seven, back to the line they come. And for MHMA, big inroads have been made here in the third quarter at the free throw line. And they continue to make inroads as Wirtz hits another one. Bo is 3 of 3 at the line. Campbell's 2 of 2 here in this third quarter. Bo looks it over. This one rattles around, rolls around, goes in. 39-34. And so it is a 9-0 run right now. for Morehill Mount Academy. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. His third quarter's been a good one for Coach Wessel and the Ravens. Now, again, they reverse the floor. Donovan West with the basketball backs away. They've been taking a lot of three-point shots, have not worked it into the middle. Earlier in the game, they were doing a really good job somehow finding some daylight inside. And here's a shot that goes up. It's no good. Ravens coming up with a rebound. Here they come, flying down court. Left-hand dribble by Campbell. You can hear the collision. You hear bodies on the floor. And it's going to be another foul by the Mustangs. Ravens coming to the line. Is that will be the first foul? Is that right for Rucker? Free throw rolls in. The Ravens have been absolutely red hot at the free throw line here in the second half. Chase Campbell, 3 points at halftime. He's got seven more here in this quarter. Second free throw. Got it. 39-36. And now it is an 11-0 run for the Ravens. With a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Feed left, three shot, nope. Rebound slapped out on top, and a collision in front of the official scorer's table. And they're going to say the ball goes out of bounds, and it belongs to the Ravens. Minute 13 to go. Can MHMA make up all of the ground from a double-digit deficit here in the third quarter alone? Well, they're on the verge of doing it right now. Trigger only by three. 39-36. 70 seconds to go in the third. Wurtz will dump it over to the right side. Gets it there to Campbell. Long cross court. It goes to Bowe. Back out on top. Rapplinger. Here's Bowe. It's three. It's too strong. Rebound. Campbell. He drops his shoulder. Little behind the back pass. Is on the floor. Picked back up. Mustangs have it. Here comes Donovan West. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the upcourt pass hits the official. Bounds away, and the Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes Rapplinger. And as he goes into some traffic, we're going to have a Mustang foul. And again, MHMA coming to the free throw line. This time it's going to be Peter Rapplinger, who is one of three at the line in the game with 3 points. Ravens are 8 of 10 at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. That's the way you come back in the game. Now they're 9 of 11. Absolutely fantastic at the free throw line. Rapplinger taking a couple of big, deep breaths. The official kicks the ball out to him. He'll send this one in. It is 39-38. It is a 13-0 run. And we're down to a half a minute to go. We're about 4 seconds actually separating the shot clock at a game clock. Here's a jump shot, 16 feet. No. Rebound. Battle for a foul by Donovan West, and the Ravens are going to go to the free throw line again. Now with 24 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Already on a 13-0 run, the Ravens can not only tie the game, but they could take the lead. A lead that was double digits not very long ago. Rapper stepping up there. First one, yep. We're tied at 39. Now a 14-0 run. My goodness. MHMA has really shut the door on the Mustangs and have gotten hot at the right time. Second free throw, got it also. Ravens go up 40-39. And they have scored 15 unanswered. 12 seconds, 11 seconds, 9 seconds left in the quarter. The baseline jump shot. Oh, there's a technical. Boom. Yeah. All right, here's what happened. Donovan West goes in. Shot goes up. Raven commits a foul. Frustrated with doing it, the ball bounces to him, and he takes it and slams it to the floor. It bounces up well above the rim. The official's standing right next to him. That's just a mistake. It's just an error. T. Technical free throw, up and good. That is the first point in the second half for Colter Peterson. That is the first point in 5 minutes and 12 seconds for Donovan West. Second free throw does not go in. So it's 40-40. We're tied up after the technical shots. Free throw is good. Donovan West back up by one. Seconds to go in the third quarter. This one, got it. And coming off the technical, it will be Key West basketball. They got 8 seconds to get another shot off. 5 seconds, 3 seconds. 2 seconds, desperation shot that's not close, and the third quarter ends. What a fourth quarter we've got coming up. Can the Ravens continue this great comeback? We're going to find out. After three here in Highland, Kansas, it's Donovan West, 42, Marshall Mount Academy, 40.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
O'clock at night, and we still got high school basketball going on. Welcome back. We're going to the fourth quarter in Highland. Ravens have made a fantastic comeback, and they are trailing right now by two. They scored 15 consecutive points in the late going of the third quarter. And now, 19 seconds into the fourth quarter, we're going to get a foul called on Marshall Mount Academy. It is going to be the fourth foul by Peter Rapplinger, and D. West at the free throw line. Dustin Veach hits the shot. Dustin continues to lead his team, and he continues to lead all scorers. He's got now 16 points with that shot. One more coming up. Eyes it up. Little right-handed flip. Rattles out. No good. Rebound Ravens. Coming up with it is going to be O'Brien Wilson. MHMA quickly into the forecourt. Chase Campbell over to the right side. In front of the end of the Raven bench, right in front of Coach Burton. And now the ball is going to be batted away by D. West, and we're going to get a travel to the backcourt. Excellent defense. It is 43-40. D. West. 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play. And Raven defense forced a turnover. It looked to the middle. Bring it to the outside and hit the three. Korbelik. That is his first field goal of the game. He had a free throw in the opening quarter. Nothing until that shot. He's got 4 points. And now D. West is going to step on the sideline. He does it right in front of the D. West bench. The Ravens are going to get the basketball back, and a game tied at 43. 7:07 to play. worse. Long cross court pass to Korbelik, and he will step on his side. Now, that pass was really high and really deep, and he had to stretch and go way back to try to haul that thing down. Now, a lot of fans have left after the crowning, but I tell you what, the ones that did, missing a really solid second half of high school basketball action. Exciting game, tied at 43. 6 minutes and 50 to go in the ball game. Quickly back over to the left side. D. West with the basketball. Peterson has it. Weaves it off on top. Gets it there to catcher Peterson. Now to Coulter. Coulter goes baseline. Crosses beneath the bucket. Kicks it off on top. Where the three-pointer launched. No. The shooter falls to the floor. No foul call. But we're going to get a Mustang rebound. And they come up with the offensive board. Reset the shot clock. Here's a baseline three. No. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Works comes up with a basketball with 6:15 to go in the ball game. Still tied at 43. Korbelik feeds over to the right block. Into the lane. Right hand hook shot off the window and good. For the Ravens, that's going to be Ethan Zimmerer. Zimmerer makes it 45-43. And we have 6 minutes to play. D. West down the floor. The shot goes up and we get a goaltend. This is where one of the new emphasis for the officials this season is when you slap that backboard when the ball is on the in the air like that. And that is exactly what happened, and that is exactly going to be the goaltend that will tie the game again at 45. So for Donovan West, that bucket is going to go to Peterson, and it's 45-45. 5:45 to play. Wirtz back out on top. Korbelik. Now the square. The shot for three. Too strong. Rebound D. West. Albers out there playing with four personal fouls. Clears down that defensive board. And at 5.5 to go in the ball game. Here's Donovan West. It's still tied at 45. Underneath the left-handed layup missing. And on the battle for the loose basketball, a jump ball called. Ravens are going to have possession. It is 45-45. On the floor for Morehamount Academy, Wilson puts the ball in play. Wirtz is going to bring it up. You've also got Rapplinger and Zimmerer. Here's a shot. No. Rebound. Tipped around. It's on the floor. It's on the floor. Battle for and out of bounds off the Ravens. And the last Raven player is going to be Campbell, by the way. Let me get that complete. Donovan West, the official indicates you can run to the baseline if you want to. Here we go. MHMA pressing the basketball all the way up the floor, driving it all the way to the other end. The shot running up, no good. Rebounding it back down, Ravens. Here comes Wirtz. Over to the left side to Rapplinger. Splits a couple of defenders. The shot misses. Rebound, Albers. Here comes Donovan West. They're going to run it back the other way with 4 minutes and 40 to go in the game. Pass comes off on top. Little mishandling of the ball. They'll dump it over to the left side. Looking at it from the elbow, no room. Back out between the circles. Little seesaw dribble. Top side is going to be Veach. He's been the hand all night for Donovan West. I think if there was a big shot to be taken, they would want him to do it. 11 seconds left on the shot clock. 4:20 to go in the game. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three, but no. Rebound. D. West at the baseline comes up with it. And then it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Rapplinger. Mustangs have it on the sideline. 28-foot mark at a forecourt. 4:10 to go in the game. 33 on the shot clock. Donovan West is going to get Dustin Veach to inbound. He'll bring it out on top to Colton Peterson. Colter Peterson, one of the seniors on this team, starts right, pulls up, fades away too strong. Ravens rebound, and then it's knocked away by Albers. He'll steal it back. Three, no. Bodies all over the place, and you heard a loud collision and a loud noise as guys come into the floor. That was a violent collision. And that is going to bring three free throws the way of Donovan West. That is going to be the fourth foul of the game on O'Brien Wilson. And again, we've got Coach Wessel talking to the official, looking for clarification maybe. The first free throw is up and good. And again, Dustin Beach continues to pace his team. And he's going to have three free throw opportunities here. Hits the first one. And hits the second one. He's 8 of 10 tonight now. This one for the three-point lead. Perfect. It is now 48-45. Donovan West. Still a lot of time left. 3 minutes and 50. You know, basketball minutes can be like dog years, right? I mean, they could take a long time. Now the turnover. Raymond turned it over. Three on the other end. Buries it. From deep in the corner, Dustin Veach. And it's suddenly 51-45. And we're 3.5 minutes out. Grapplinger for three. No. Rebound. And as he comes down with the basketball, backpedaling a little bit, stumbling backward, was Herring. And that's going to be a turnover by the Mustangs. Ravens are going to have it at their offensive end. MHMA going to take Campbell out of the game and bring Korbelik back in. 3:20 to go. Korbelik brings it into Wilson. He will knife in, go in. No, but got fouled. And I think that may be five on Albers if he is the guilty one. It is going to be Albers. And he's already headed for the bench, you know. So, fouling out of the game tonight. And here's the deal. Fouling out 3 minutes and 20 to go in the game. But only 2 points. And this will show you just sometimes points are not the entire measure of the guy's contribution to a game, because Albers has been all over the place. Rebounding, setting screens, running the offense, running the defense. He's been outstanding, but fouls out here late. The first free throw for Wilson, thing of beauty, falls right through the bottom, and O'Brien will have his 8 point. He missed his two free throw opportunities back in the third quarter. This one, right there, gets them both, has 9 points, and it's 51-47. 3 minutes and 15 and running along. The Mustangs will get it into the forecourt. They'll give it to Beach, way out on the left side. He's being guarded very hard by Zimmerer. And D. West wisely brings it out on top, showing some patience, not in a hurry. Inside 3 minutes to play in the game, 10 on the shot clock. Mustangs around to the left side, pulling it up. Here's a three, short, rebound. Mustangs are going to reset the clock, and they're going to bring it back to the top. They can run this thing down to near 2 minutes to go if they want to. Here's a runner, baseline. Nobody steps in front, and Coulter Peterson drives the baseline for a layup. 53-47, and 2.5 to play. Rainbow three. Knocking it down for the Ravens is going to be Korbelik. Korbelik hits the three. The Ravens hit the timeout button, and we are taking another break. With 2 minutes and 25 to go in the game. Timeout on the floor. Donovan West, 53. Marshall Mount Academy, 50.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, an unexpected fire. Try and disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
as we return here to the campus of Donovan West High School in Highland, Kansas. It'll be the Mustangs putting the ball in play, leading it by three, and we're down at 2 minutes and 20 to go in the game. Having trouble getting it across the timeline. They will just in time. Shot clock is down at 26. They steal a look at head coach Derek Shelton. Now a drive to the baseline, spinning the cross-court pass. Shot clock's at 7. The ball is knocked away, and the Ravens are going to steal it. Coming out of the court, pushing out with a free hand, pushing out with a free hand. The driving lamp is going to be up and good, but worse. He's got 11. And it is 53-52 with a minute 35 to play. D. West with the basketball, leading it by 1. Skip pass comes out on top. Coulter Peterson will handle it. 17 on the shot clock. They can run this thing to down to about, what, a minute, 6 or so. Pass to the top, the straightaway 3, yes. Big shot by catcher Peterson. His third 3 of the game from straightaway. And it's 56-52. And Wilson goes up and in. We're going to get another timeout. This break with a minute 1 left in the game. Timeout on the floor. Marshall Matt Academy 56. Or rather, excuse me. Donovan West 56. Marshall Matt Academy 54.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
One minute, 1 second remain. 56-54. Donovan West with the lead with the basketball, and they're battling now against Raven pressure all the way up the court. Still trying to get it across the timeline. Skip pass over to the left side there. Crossing out the ball. Batted away. Loose on the court. Rams are going to pick it up. Here comes MHMA. Ramflinger off the steal. Drives in. Drops a shoulder. There's contact. And double dribble is going to be the call. I wasn't sure whether there was going to be a foul and if it was going to be an offensive or defensive foul. And the official tripped us off and goes double dribble. Back it comes to the Mustangs. 46 seconds remaining and a 2-point game. D. West with the ball and the 2-point advantage. Still in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt. Lobs it across the timeline. The pass to the corner. Slapped away. Wilson gets a hand on it. Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. Teron Timmerly in the game for Coach Wessel. Shot clock at 21. Game clock to 30 seconds left. The Ravens were going to intentionally foul. They would have done it, I would have thought, before this. Now they get shot clocked at 9. Shot clocked at 7. Shot clocked at 5. The falling away baseline jump shot, no. Ravens rebound it down. They're going to take a timeout. Joseph, here we go. We're setting up for the final play of the game. 11 seconds to go. Will the Ravens go for 2 to tie? Will they go for 3 to win? We'll find out when we return. The score. Donovan West, 56, Marshall Matt Academy, 54.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
The Ravens fans in the stands are coming to their feet for this last 11.3 seconds of the game. The ball comes in, and here we go. 56-54. Ravens have the ball down two. They'll drive into the lane, and now as they get into the forecourt, we're going to get another timeout taken by Coach Wessel. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. 7.7 seconds on the clock. 56-54, D. West in front. The Ravens made that huge third quarter comeback, going on a 15-0 run to get themselves back in this thing. Now can they finish the job? We've got a job tomorrow, and it's going to be a big one. It's going to be a fun one, and we're going to be in Wichita to share with you Benedictine College postseason football. The Ravens will be in Wichita, hosted by Prince University in the semifinal, or rather the quarterfinal round of the NAIA Football Championship Series. You're going to hear it all live here on K-Radio with a pregame beginning at about 12:30, and the kickoff from Wichita at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Huge game between the Ravens and the Falcons. Haven't played this team in many, many years, so it's going to be very interesting. Looking forward to being there with you for that. Football tomorrow on Care. Here we go. It'll come in from the baseline, and now we're going to get another timeout. It's going to be taken by Donovan West. We're going to still hang on to it here, Joseph. What had happened was the Ravens took a timeout when they got to midcourt to get the ball brought in down to the baseline. As they came out on the floor, Coach Derek Shelton for D-West saw the Ravens alignment personnel, took a timeout of his own so that he could say, okay, I see where they're at, I see what they're trying to do, and now we'll try to defensively counter that. And you have to ask yourself, a lot of coaches will say, on the road, I play for the win. At home, you play for the tie. On the road, you play for the win. I'm not sure that's exactly how this is going to go, and I'm certainly not sure what Coach Christian Wessel has up his sleeve over here, but we're going to find out. It'll be inbounded for the Ravens by Korblik. We're out there with... Comes into Wirtz. It's going to be knocked away from him. It's rolling around on the floor, and it's going to be... We got a timeout. Oh, my goodness. The Ravens are going to be allowed a timeout. The official at midcourt said they apparently had enough control of the basketball to give them a timeout. That is huge because that ball, I thought, might have been stolen away, and I thought it was still up for grabs a little bit. Donovan Weston knocked it free, and now the ball is going to be put in play directly in front of me. And, again, I'm here on the stage that is behind the goal on the east side, and this play is happening directly arm's length right down in front of me. So, pretty good seat, Joseph. 5.8 seconds to go in the game. So, again, for the Ravens, how do you approach this? The officials, much like both teams, all huddled up, making sure that everybody is on the same page. Rapplinger comes into the game, and Wilson is out there. You got Campbell and Korbelik and Wirtz. Those are the Raven five. Here we go. Man-to-man pressure applied by D. West. Ravens are going to be putting in play. Inbounding it is going to be Aiden. Korbelik looking. Bounces it over. The ball's knocked away. It's running around on the floor. It's going to be lost out of bounds, and it's going to come back in again to the Ravens now with 4.3. Jimmy seeing a couple of seconds get away. And now they're going to switch up and have Ramblinger do the inbound. It'll come into the right side. Wilson. He'll kick it back. Korblik. 1 second. And a jump ball called. And that is going to be possession. Donovan West. And with 1.2, Donovan West has just got to get this ball in bounds. You know they're going to throw it deep into the backcourt where just somebody has to touch it. 2-point game, 56-54. Okay, so Coach Shelton coming up, and he's making a clarification. Jump ball, spot throw. The ball comes in, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Donovan West gets the ball in play. The clock runs out. The final, D-West 56, MHMA 54. And we'll be back here in Highland to summarize it for you right after this.
Listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good to have you back with us here in Highland, Kansas, where tonight, big night for Donovan West is two very closely contested games. Both of them came down to the wire, and the home team here at D-West took both of them in game two. The Ravens battled back from a 10-point halftime deficit, got down by as many as 14 early in the third quarter, but went on a 15-0 run, took a lead briefly in the third quarter, and this game went back and forth all the way down to the wire for three. Mustangs win it 56-54. Well, let's take a look at the scoring for you. First of all, for Donovan West, 22 points leads the scoring for D-West. And Dustin Beach was really outstanding tonight. He had Colton Peterson with 16. And also in double figures, catcher Peterson with 10. Then it drops to two each for Michael Albers and Caden Keller and Braylon Shelton. For Marhill Mount Academy, I tell you what, they battled and battled. And you talk about a log jam at the top. How about this for the Ravens? 11 points for Jace Campbell, 11 for Bo Wirtz, 11 for O'Brien Wilson. Those three guys led the way for the Ravens tonight. Adric Korblik with 7, 5 in the ballgame for Peter Rapplinger. Ethan Zimmerer, he had 4, and Deron Duncombe, the other 3 for the Ravens. K1, a couple of great games, exciting ones. Glad that you joined us for that, and looking forward to you joining us tomorrow when we're going to be in Wichita, Kansas. Join Gus and me. Joseph will be in the studio as it'll be Benedictine College football in the quarterfinal round of the NAIA National Football Championship Series. Benedictine at Friends. Pregame, 12:30. Kickoff from Wichita. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It will be fantastic. Final score tonight, D West winning in the ladies game 43-39 and winning in the guys game 56-54. Till we reach you tomorrow for Joseph. Tom Couch here in Highland, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.